This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, that was a late loss for the Guardians last night, 7-2 out in San Diego, despite a pair of home runs from Jose Ramirez and Austin Hedges. But that's not what I want to play for you guys. I want to get to this fifth inning play between the Guardians and the Padres, a double steal for Cleveland that saw Gabriel Arias picked off at third base. But there was a bit of a controversy, according to Underwood and Manning here. This is courtesy of Guardians TV.
Runners both take off and an easy out at third.
They're going to call them both out.
Well, that might have been a ball.
Arias interfered with the third baseman because he grabbed him.
He's going to call and see if why didn't he call a balk? Because he's asking to see if he stepped to third base. That's what he's talking to him. He says, you got to be kidding me. He stepped to third base.
He didn't step. He didn't disengage, though.
No, he did not disengage.
Now, for full context, Arias ran into Manny Machado unintentionally, and then he couldn't get the throw off to second, so they called it a double play on that, an interference.
I thought it looked like a balk. I saw it this morning when I looked on social media. I thought it was a balk.
The pitcher did not, step behind the rubber when he turned and made the throw to third.
It is funny that Gabriel Arias is like, hey, hold on. Like he's almost holding on like a D lineman to Manny Machado. Hold on there. Don't you be throwing over there now. We got to get this figured out.
Well, Mitch, you have certainly spent a lifetime of umpiring baseball games.
Yeah,
so
yes. You're the person to ask.
So instead of ask Hal, RIP Hal Leibovitz, we'll ask Mitch in this case.
I do believe that if a steal attempt is being made on third base, then in this scenario, it's essentially like a reverse pickoff to third base because it's a left-hander in Hart yesterday, and you can make a move on the mound where you don't have to step behind the rubber, but you have to go over to the base. If you don't do it, that's a balk. In that case, he makes a move over to third, so therefore it is technically legal. I actually did that in...
Oh, this is legal!
Yeah, I believe it is. I mean, they didn't call it last night. I actually did that in a travel game when I was like 14 years old accidentally. I didn't even realize it. In a panic, I saw the guy go to third, and I like awkwardly stepped off and
you did.
Threw it over. I thought I was going to get called for a balk, and then evidently it was not the case.
Well, you're all baseball players, so you would know.
I was.
Boy, damn, you are well. Okay, Mitch, I'm taking your word for it, brother. Cowboy Mitch Spinell over here.
Probably also need to see if his front foot is set before...
Yeah, I believe it was.
I mean, it cuts right into the video. You don't know if he's
It's an absolute killer because, obviously, at that stage of the game, you're down 4-2.
Two runners on, nobody out.
No
that time.
Out, so you have a chance to have a really, really big inning, and you have the top of the order coming right up. So that's the killer in that situation. That's why that was a biggie.
Indeed it was. I mean, yesterday there was another thing that happened in the world of baseball as well. First of all, the struggle from Luis Ortiz, we kind of got to it yesterday. 9 hits, 7 runs.
Yeah, Ken wrote him off already.
Spring training, I had my reservations about him, but it's early in the year.
How could I not?
It was a bad start.
Sorry, I'm responding to him, not you, Mitch.
No, no,
go
no.
ahead.
It was a bad start.
I know sometimes you get nervous to roll with the punches.
Here's what made it worse is that we got him in the trade, I believe, with Pittsburgh for multiple players. Yeah. One of them we got in the trade for another player that has gotten off to a bit of a start in Toronto. This is courtesy of Sportsnet.
Another high fly ball, and it's deep, and it is gone. Number three on the season already for Andrés Giménez.
That doesn't seem like a lot, but it's been five games already in Giménez.
We had a hot start.
How many? How many home runs?
Three home runs in five
games. He's got three. How about Josh Naylor? Is batting 400. He was 2-for-2 yesterday.
Win some, you lose some.
He's getting on base. He's slugging. He's doing it all.
Win some, you lose some. What are you going to do?
I didn't know if you were keeping track, Kenny, if your affiliation it was over with Josh Naylor.
It's less exciting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't get to see him every day because he plays in Arizona, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you...
Who won the trade between the Guardians and the Rays between Aaron Civale and Kyle Manzardo? Thank you very bleeping much.
That's true. No, the reason I asked the question is when Kyrie left, I was still... Just because I loved his game so much, I obviously wasn't happy with the way things ended, but I was watching him like a hawk. And really, to this day, I never stopped. I was always checking box scores, always checking highlights. Is that going to be the way you are with Josh Naylor?
Nope.
Really?
When do the Guardians play the Diamondbacks?
So he went from most interesting player in baseball to no longer interesting to you at all.
He's dead to me now.
So was he really that interesting to you? If how can a guy go from most interesting to don't care about him at all?
I just don't. Tone. Where did when you said Kyrie left, where did Kyrie go?
Well, at first it was Boston.
Yeah. It's an East Coast team.
Sure.
Do you want me to not sleep at all?
No.
Because I can watch the Guardians play, and that's fine. But
I don't think you have to watch him in real time.
Normally,
I just didn't know if you were going to be checking in with him.
I'll check in with him. I'll check in, but I mean, if you want me to sit there and watch Diamondbacks baseball, no.
Oh, Bo ain't hearing any of that, mainly because it's 3:30 in the morning out in San Diego.
Yeah.
Going from baseball to basketball yesterday, a couple scores to get to that pertain to the Cavaliers. The first one quickly, 145-117, Oklahoma City over Chicago. The reason that's important, the Thunder are 26-1 against Eastern Conference opponents. The one loss this year, that home game in Cleveland,
that's
the Cavaliers.
Outrageous, and that was a wild game. That's an outrageous
number.
One of
the best this year in the NBA.
26-1 against the Eastern Conference is a hell of a number.
The other game we had was the Celtics over the Grizzlies, 117-103, the freshly new head coached Grizzlies. Meanwhile, the Celtics now keeping the magic number at 4 for the Cleveland Cavaliers to clinch the number one seed.
I have an uncomfortable question. Cavs record is what right now?
60-15.
Would they be as good as if they were in the Western Conference?
They would definitely not be the number one seed because Oklahoma City has 63 wins.
I didn't say da-da-da-da. Would they be as good as that record if they were in the Western Conference, Lima?
No, obviously they've been benefiting from the... Although they've beaten everybody. Okay. They've beaten everybody out West. Now, their games against the Lakers, the Warriors, they didn't play the Warriors with Jimmy Butler. They didn't play... Not to mention the Clippers. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm thanking God every day that a team like the Clippers aren't in the Eastern Conference.
This is why I'm going to say what I'm going to say at 7:44.
I think people would pick the Clippers. I think some people would pick the Clippers with Kawhi healthy to beat you.
This is why I'm going to say what I'm going to say coming up at 7:44.
And they're not even the 2 seed because the Rockets are number 2 right now in the West.
I was just going to say quickly, I know that the Cavs, the scheduling and all that, and there was some regression to the mean shooting. Isn't it pretty clear that Boston and Oklahoma City are the best two teams in the NBA?
No. Part of the reason I'm going to say what I'm going to say at 7:44.
We'll go from the pros to the college level. As last night on the women's side, we had some Elite Eight action where Texas and UConn both advanced to the Final Four with the likes of South Carolina and a fourth team that's not on my list right now. Excuse me, UCLA, the number one overall seed. I want to give a quick shout out, though, to a team that's also playing some tournament action right now. The Cleveland State Vikings.
Off to the semis.
Winning their WNIT quarterfinal game against Purdue Fort Wayne last night. They'll take on Buffalo tomorrow night.
How did Destiny do?
She had let off scores of 22 points. Another big night from three-point range. Remember, she was going to be like the all-time Cleveland State scorer, and then she got injured. And then it's been a long comeback trail for Destiny Leo. Standout from East Lake North. Was paying attention last night, Kenny, and she was outstanding. It was nice to see.
She was.
Yeah, the Vikings at one point, I believe they went on a 14-0 run yesterday, and it was a tough game for Fort Wayne because they never got within 6 points of the Vikings once they got out to that lead. So congratulations to the Lady Vikings as well.
But you might not, Kenny, be monitoring Josh Naylor, but Mitch is all over the women's NIT
right
now.
That was a nice breakdown, man.
I researched as much as I possibly could to ensure.
What apps you got on your phone?
What apps do I have on my phone?
Yeah.
Women's NIT.com.
Is there a primesportsbook.com over there? Because you're a little too into the WNIT.
I mean,
throwing a few down on the WNIT.
I mean, with 3 minutes left in the first half.
I keep track of the numbers very closely.
Yeah, win probability, Ken, of 48%.
Mitch Feiner over here.
Solely for the sake of finding numbers. That's what I like.
Is that it?
Yes. Nothing else. Nothing else at all. You might laugh at some of the apps that I have on my phone here that we will not disclose in public.
Why can't we disclose them in public? I'll go over the apps I have on my phone.
I feel like you wouldn't know some of them, and I feel like the ones you would know, you'd be like, that's kind of stupid.
DoorDash, Ticketmaster, Simply Safe.
Do you know what?
Notre Dame.
You have a Notre Dame app?
Yeah.
Huh.
Ram, Target, NASCAR, Flash Seats, Twitch.
Flash Seats?
Oh, you have Twitch?
Flash Seats. Yeah, okay. I got Twitch.
Do you know what Letterboxd is?
Huddle and Huddle Focus. Cars. I don't know why I have Cars. I'm getting rid of that. Dunkin', Park Mobile, Chipotle, Jersey Mike's, The Athletic, Blueski, as Lyman calls it, Realtor.com. I like to look at open land. I might like to buy some land. McDonald's, Taco Bell.
Good. You're way over, but we're doing it.
Yeah,
my apps.
Let's go.
Oh gosh, if I can just say, I mean, the McDonald's app is outstanding.
You guys keep
eating something for free. Yeah. You're always eating something for free. It's a wonderful app. Unpaid testimonial, friends. Twitter's not on here. It should be, but I don't have it. Okay, number two, Jersey Mike's. Number three. Oh, ballpark app is very easy. You'd be surprised. Yeah, there you go. Boom.
Okay.
Boom. There it is. Here's my apps. And that is it, as Mitch is supposed to say for about last night, but he got nervous and walked out of the room because that's what he does.